The state of Connecticut is now facing a second lawsuit in response to an act it passed last year, allowing the Mashantucket, Pequot, and Mohegan tribes to open a third casino in the state. In August, MGM International sued Connecticut. It plans to open a casino in Springfield, Massachusetts in 2017. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on a new lawsuit filed Monday by the chief of the Scaticoke Tribal Nation.
The Scaticokes are based in Kent. They aren't federally recognized, unlike the Mashantucket Pequot, who run Foxwoods, and the Mohegan, who run Mohegan Sun. The Scaticokes were one of three tribes in Connecticut denied federal recognition. Governor Dana Malloy and Attorney General George Jepson were among those who were opposed to their recognition. Scaticoke Chief Richard Velke says the state violated the Constitution when it passed an act that awarded the Mashantucket Pequot and the Mohegan exclusive rights to a third casino.
It's ironic that the state's efforts to shut us out of our federal recognition was because it didn't want a third casino. Now Connecticut wants to open its first commercial casino, but only to the exclusion of any other interested party.
Velke says the act violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. That clause prohibits laws that give special privileges to one group but deny them to others. That's also the argument from MGM. The company says it's giving the Scaticoke financial assistance with their lawsuit. Last year, MGM applied to build a casino in Connecticut, but they were rejected. A spokesman for the Mashantucket Pequot and the Mohegan says MGM is trying to steal jobs from Connecticut residents by blocking a new casino. Together, the Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun casinos employ more than 9,000 people. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.